following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Bandits in Grand Island getting ready for the next round of the NCAA basketball tournament. The Sweet 16 gets underway for men's action tonight and tomorrow. There'll be four games each night. Then we're on to the Elite Eight this weekend, and you'll hear them all right here on ESPN Radio. Stop by, join us at Bandits for lunch, or just come on in this afternoon if you get off work a little early, whatever the case may be. Our lunch special today, meatball sub with chips and a soda for $4.99. Can't beat the deal. Meatball sub, had it a couple of times here. Very tasty. Or you can order anything off the menu, the great wings, any other sub sandwiches, Saks' pizza, and, of course, some salads. There's just a lot to choose from here at Bandits. And, of course, you know all about it when you come in to enjoy the basketball games. Happy hour till 10 tonight, 60-cent wings for tonight's March Madness. Always great specials here at Bandits in Grand Island. Coming up, Augie Garrido, the head baseball coach at Texas, is set to join us on today's program. We'll talk to Nebraska Danger football coach Mike Davis. They are home tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger game as well. And we're pleased to be joined once again by our buddy Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park. Good morning, Steve-O. How's it going?
Good morning, Doug. As always, it's a pleasure and an honor to be invited back in to co-host this notable event. And, you know, if everything works out, and I know we may need a shoehorn to get the guy in on your busy schedule this morning, but I think I've got trainer Chuck Turco not only going to give us 10 minutes of his time about halfway through this affair this morning, but he may show up right here at Bandits as well. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, just to let the folks out there know I know a little bit about something, a whole lot about horse racing. And Chuck Turco, there are none better over the course of the last 5 years as he has suddenly reappeared back here at Fauner, and now he and Dave Anderson are controlling the trainer ranks out there. And I think we got an interesting story with him and his prized pupil, Diamond Joe. That's still ahead.
All right. Well, we're going to cover it all. And as you've heard, it's made the national news. Former Nebraska defensive end Randy Gregory. We all knew it. It's just one of those things you can't talk about because, you know, you've got – how do you have proof? You got to have a picture of him. You got to have him admitting to it. We knew he was on the Mary Jane. That's all there is to it. And now he admits that he's on marijuana. We'll talk about all that. It's over, though. It's over, Steve-O. As he gets ready for the draft, it's over. Yeah, because that's not a problem in the NFL. We will talk all about that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Nebraska baseball had their 11-game winning streak snapped yesterday by Cal State Fullerton. And not only does he know a little something about the Titans, but he knows a lot about Texas baseball. Texas ranked as high as 10th in the country, Steve-O. They had an exciting one the last time out themselves, and it's always great to welcome the Longhorns and Augie Garrido back to Nebraska, whether it's the College World Series like last year or just a three-game set against the Huskers at Haymarket Park. And he's always been gracious with his time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Coach Garrido joins us this morning. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you this morning. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Well, nice to be with you.
It's always great to have you. I've got to ask you, do you just schedule Nebraska so that you can come back to the Omaha-Lincoln area and enjoy your favorite restaurants?
No. That is one of the reasons, but there are some other ones. I think the University of Nebraska and the University of Texas have a lot of things in common, despite the things that we compete. We compete against each other, and there's a rivalry and a rub, but that's always a part of excellence. And I think that both schools strive and live by the code and the ethics and honor the student athlete and doing a good job at the University of educating the players, as well as teaching them how to be baseball players and how to compete and how to deal with teamwork and the things that athletics presents to the student athlete. But I have a lot of respect for the university and the job that they do and the way they turn out students that go on to make a difference in our society.
Coach, outside of not being in the same conference anymore, how do you think the rivalry has changed? Let's face it, Nebraska fans just think that they hate Texas, and I think that kind of comes from football. And there's always some banter back and forth in any sport. But it almost seems like it's softened just a wee bit. How do you see the rivalry as it's changed over the years?
Well, I think it's softened a little bit. But when two excellent programs in football compete, it's a pretty ferocious fan base that's developed, you know. The fans are really safe. They just vent. It's the coaches and the players that really get their feelings hurt over the things that they say.
Coach Garrido, Steve Anderson here. And again, it's a pleasure to visit with you for the first time ever. You know, we've been led to believe over this transition period when Nebraska left the Big 12 conference to go to the Big 10, that one of the major stumbling blocks was Texas creating that Longhorn network and that you were going to become independent and basically call all the shots in the Big 12. Now, that's the perspective I've always gathered from this side of the fence. How's it worked out for you, and how do you see that development and where it's gone?
Well, first of all, we are the best scouted team in America. Because we're on television all the time, even our practices. And I don't think that the network gives us almost any advantages. Almost every team in the Big 12 has a way of getting their television product out there. And our network, for me, we lost a lot of control of our program when our start times are for the games. It's more of a nuisance than a help from my point of view. But I'm glad to work here. I'm here to serve and not make those kind of decisions.
He's the winningest coach in baseball, college baseball history, Augie Garrido, the head coach at Texas, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's look at your team a little bit here, Coach. You've already had some bumps in the road outside of what you were able to do this past weekend. The doubleheader days weren't so kind to you the first couple of times, but how do you see your team through the first 25 games?
Well, a couple of times this year I've had the feeling we're right on the edge of putting it together, and then we don't. And something falls in a negative direction and keeps that teamwork from really solidifying the way you want it. And it does take the grind of the season, the ups and the downs, the heartbreaks, the great moments of joy that come when you do your walk-offs, if you get any of those, or come from behind victories. All of this, you know, the joy of victory and the agony of defeat, you have to go through all of that hoping that the players will be motivated and inspired by the adversities that they go through. And sometimes if you go through it's too easy and you get there, then you're not ready mentally. You're not tough enough to handle the regionals, the super regionals, and do a good job in Omaha. So I think all of the bumps in the roads that we talk about are healthy. If you respond to them properly, they're an important part of the learning process.
Coach, you talk about those ups and downs. Nothing was more evident than your trip to Omaha last year for the College World Series. Even for all the baseball that you have been in, how was the off season knowing that you guys were so close to playing and maybe winning another national title?
Well, it bought me some peace with the media around here. So I think that was the most valuable reward. It brought me an off season that was very peaceful in comparison to the one before. When you go from worst to first, there's an appreciation level by the fan base that maybe you aren't too old. Maybe you do know something, and Alzheimer hasn't gotten you just because you don't know where you parked your car after the game or something, you know.
Coaches for a lot, yeah, you're being very honest here too, Augie Garrido, Texas, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coaches will downplay if they're feeling heat. And obviously, if you've won more baseball games or more basketball or more football games than anybody, your expectations from Texas and the media are as high as anybody in the country. Did it, I guess for lack of a better term, did it bother you at all?
Yeah, it bothered me a lot. You get some sleepless nights, and I was, in a weird way, I was pretty happy with the fact that it did. If I didn't care, then I shouldn't be in this spot. And we did something about it, you know. Right at the end of the season, when we finished last in the conference, one of the media people said, "Do you realize, Coach, this is the first time a Texas team has finished last in the conferences since 1956. And I said, "No, I really didn't know that." I said, "But I can't do a damn thing about it now." How'd they do in 57? They went to the College World Series, and damn it, we did it.
Coach Garrido, since we're in the middle of March
Madness. He gave me the solution.
Coach Garrido, since we're in the middle of March Madness here, I heard some comments earlier this week from Lon Kruger, who's the head basketball coach at Oklahoma, just up the road a piece from you guys. And he hints that with the major importance now of getting into postseason play, that somehow, some way, conference competition has been diminished, that it's all about positioning yourself to get into the final 64. Do you see the same thing happening in the baseball ranks as well? The big picture being getting to Omaha in the College World Series, has that taken away a little bit from conference play?
It hasn't taken away from our conference play. It's enriched our conference play. In so much as Stillwater used to play a very stagnant schedule with smaller schools just around them and build up a big record that appeared to be strong. But when the RPI, the imbalance of the RPI forces you to go on the road and play the best possible schedule you can. With that said, all of the Big 12 has reached out to, like the series we're having with Nebraska. And the reason is the RPI. And for people that don't know how that works in baseball, you get 1.3 points if you win on the road. You get 0.7 of a point if you win at home. If you lose on the road, you get 0.7 of a point. And that those rules were made up for the schools that have to play on the road, like West Virginia or some of the schools that are in really tough weather areas, to give them a better chance to appear in the College World Series. But it's forced all of us out of our little comfort zones that we used to sit in and get out there and come to Nebraska or go to Southern California or go to Florida and play the best schools you can. That's why this has happened. Our conference finished second in the nation to the SEC last year in strength of schedule and RPI.
And, of course, the fans benefit. That was a great explanation.
Yeah, great stuff here from Augie Garrido. Just another minute here with the coach before we let him get back to work and heading up to Lincoln for the three-game series that begins tomorrow night, and we'll have it on 1230 KHAS and the Breeze 94.5 for the afternoon games. Coach, you've got a very solid pitching staff, Parker French, Chad Hollingsworth, some guys that have got some accolades. You've got Connor Mays, who is a newcomer that has gotten some early season recognition. What are we looking at this weekend for your rotation, and how satisfied are you with the way your staff has done so far?
We're getting closer to having a staff. We're almost at the halfway point, and we feel like the starting rotation now, you'll see it this weekend, and in Nebraska will be Parker French on Friday, and then Clemens is moved into a starting position, Casey Clemens, and then Hollingsworth will be the third pitcher. And then, as you mentioned, Connor Mays has been the most dominant right-handed pitcher from the standpoint of throwing strikes and controlling his nerves so that he can close out a game. He's been very effective at home and somewhat effective on the road as a freshman. And then Kirby Bellow, a left-handed pitcher, has been our left-handed stopper out of the bullpen. And our setup guys right now to get to those last two are pretty consistent so far. But we are scoring more runs than we have recently in the past, and I think that takes some pressure off of the pitchers. And we have a pretty good defensive team as well.
And Augie, you mentioned you're scoring more runs, yet the overall batting average of your top nine is not where it's been in the past, and the team's hitting .270. How are you getting it done? Is it stolen bases? Is it sacrificing, or is it just timely hitting?
It's extra base hitting, actually. We're getting a lot of doubles, triples, and home runs.
51 doubles, 11 triples, 18 home runs so far for the ball club, including an inside the Parker the other night. You guys had to do some extra work on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate your time. We won't overuse it and abuse it here, but we always look forward to seeing you, whether it's Lincoln. And, of course, now if we don't have to go through the same road as you guys, it's always great to see Texas and the Longhorns in Omaha. It was exciting last year, so let's do it again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Take care, Coach. Augie Garrido here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Live at Bandits in Grand Island. And, again, there's interviews that could last hours, and we've had that all week on the Doug and Daddy Show, because Coach Garrido, not only is he the winningest coach in Division I here in the last season and a half, he became, no matter what level, 2, 3, whatever it is, nearing 1,900 in his career.
Yeah, you know, I always enjoy hooking up with the past, more or less. In this case, you know, it's that age-old saying, you never appreciate what you have until you lose it. And I've got so many close friends who just have a passionate hate for Texas. But I miss those year-in, year-out rivalries with Texas, with Oklahoma. I miss the affiliation with Kansas and Kansas State. Some things are just etched in stone, and I never thought I'd live long enough to see what's transpired here in the last few years, and quite frankly, that's progress, and I don't have a problem with Nebraska going to the Big Ten, but I miss the good old days. I miss the Big 8 days when I used to cover all the sports on the major college level, and so, you know, I don't know what my point is. It's just terrible getting old, isn't it?
Well, and to further that a little bit, when we went into the Big Ten at the University of Nebraska, there was, and there were the trophy games and all this, and Nebraska didn't have any rivalries. But quickly, I think, now that we can get into year 4, year 5, we are starting to see that established. Let's face it, when you say Wisconsin, when you say Iowa, and I think Iowa was beforehand, I mean, let's face it, and it can only be a rivalry if there's back and forth, if there's give and take. You have to win, you have to lose for there to be a rival. You can't be a rivalry, you can't call it a rivalry if you're 37-2 all time against a team. That's not a rivalry.
Can't designate it like Colorado did in the old days, as we're being natural rival.
One of the weird ways that it actually worked. it worked for Colorado. But, you know, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the possibility of probably Michigan State, but now with the East-West, it'll maybe change that a little bit. But I think you're looking at Wisconsin, Iowa. I think it'll be a long time before you could designate Minnesota as any kind of a rivalry, because Minnesota already has their rivals. Just because they've beaten Nebraska, that doesn't make them a rival. But Wisconsin and Iowa, I think, are the front runners as rivalry. And got to see Coach Alvarez walking the halls at CenturyLink a couple of times when he was watching the Badgers play basketball in Omaha this past weekend.
Well, I can't argue with you on that fact. You know, to me, the biggest advantage of going to the Big Ten is it gives guys like me, these old duffers, an opportunity to perhaps get one last chance in a lifetime to visit such historic places like the Big House at Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State, places that I probably never would have had an opportunity to go, other than the fact that now Nebraska is kind of a regular visitor on that beat. But here's to the old days, and I harp on this every time you bring me over here. You know, I go back to when Barry Switzer and Jimmy Johnson were ruling the roost in Oklahoma, and they had nothing but respect for these guys. They're the ones that taught this young Cub reporter in those days, it's not the X's and O's, but the Billies and the Joes. Yeah. And that's what I always enjoyed about covering sports, is to get to know and visit with the real stars of the show, the individuals, you know, that put on the performance on the field. And I just feel like we've lost some of that personal touch over the course of time and moving into the Big Ten.
Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you. See some names that you'll recognize as Texas rolls in this weekend. Shortstop C.J. Hinojosa, who had a big College World Series last year, and we ran down some of the pitchers in Hollingsworth and Parker French that you're going to remember some of the names of having a good season last year. But very interesting how things change. I mean, you would never, ever believe that no matter how tough times get, that Nebraska would ever be last in whatever conference in football. It would be hard to believe that Texas was ever last in any conference in baseball. And Augie Garrido, just in his way, going, oh, how'd that 57 team do? I mean, who would know that? Who would look that up? Who would take the time? I mean, somebody pops that off to him and goes, oh, yeah, 56 was the last time we were in last, huh? Happened in 57. Yeah, stick it. That's what he's telling you. Stick it.
You want me to remind you of what it was like at Nebraska? I was an alum there from 71 to 75, doing the play-by-play for the Husker baseball team on the practice field behind the North Stadium. I never dreamed I'd live long enough to see what's evolved in baseball at Nebraska, and it's truly, absolutely one of the most wonderful things I've ever experienced. I've been down there every step of the way when they moved from the old practice field to the Buck Belzer and now over to Hawks Park. I mean, it's just unbelievable what has transpired in baseball. I am humble, but I'm also appreciative because I've been there where Augie hasn't had to spend a whole lot of time thinking about being last in anything.
And Texas picked second of the Big 12 behind TCU. TCU was a unanimous selection to win the league. Then Texas, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma. Coach Augie Garrido coming up. We're going to talk with Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. We expect a little chat with Chuck Turco, one of the more famous trainers at Fauner Park, as Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you here at Bandits. And folks, the Nebraska Danger are home tomorrow night. Our lunch special today is a meatball sub with chips and a soda for only $4.99. And if you come in and visit us here for lunch today, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. I got two sets that I brought with you today for Nebraska Danger football. They take on the Iowa Barnstormers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Heartland Event Center, Iowa, against the Nebraska Danger. If you come in and see us during our show today or around the noon hour, because I'm going to stick around for lunch, and would like a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger game, then stop by, see us, come visit us here at Bandits, and we'll get you set up. Chuck Turco when we return.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Catch all the basketball action at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. It's basketball madness at its best right now, Jersey style. Come in, catch the games live from every angle with TVs everywhere. Grab lunch and dinner with a cold beer or order your favorite appetizer or wings. It's the next best thing to being courtside, so call your buddies and meet them at Jersey's, where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun early, followed by a developing cloud cover and a few rain showers developing this afternoon as well. With a high of 57, winds will stay to the west. Then we'll head back in the upper 20s for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Dowdy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are back here at Bandits. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, because earlier this week, we asked you which men's team did you like to possibly beat Kentucky. And, of course, Connecticut's women are just as big a favorite. So we asked you, which women's team do you think would have the best chance of beating Connecticut? And this was more overwhelming. Big 12 flavor, it's hard to believe. It's Maryland, 70%. I took Notre Dame, but only a couple of votes out there for Notre Dame, South Carolina, Tennessee. Nobody was going for Coach Mulkey's Baylor Bears. So that was our question yesterday. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. The poll question changes every day, and then we give you a big one for the weekend. And you can vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Is the use of video replay a good thing for college basketball? Is the use of video replay a good thing for college basketball? I will say yes. And then, of course, with an addendum to that, Steve Anderson, this is the same thing I say about football when it comes to, and baseball now. When it comes to replay, you walk to the monitor, you got 30 seconds, it shuts off. It's got to be clear. That's the whole point. If you can't in 30 seconds determine what the hell happened, then you got to stay with your call. And so that's what I think about basketball. This flagrant run, this flagrant two, they're over there, they're taking time, they're killing the game. You got a timeout every 4 minutes anyway. The fans are grumbling about it because I've heard it. You heard it in Omaha. You hear it when you're at Bandits here and you're watching basketball. All of a sudden it's exciting. It's a two-point game. And then they're kind of looking forever to see if it went off somebody's fingernail in the last minute.
Well, you see it at Fodder Park with the stewards on a jockey's objection or an inquiry, and it does add time, to the big picture, and time in this day and age is crucial.
if it ain't moving, nobody wants to have it. Yeah.
But there are maybe from a horse racing perspective, a little bit different angle out there because there is a lot of money involved as well. But I agree. I mean, you can't stop progress, and replay certainly have become a big part of the picture. But, boy, I'll tell you what, they dragged the last few minutes down of these college basketball games to a crawl. It's hard. It's difficult to watch anymore.
Again,
extremely difficult.
It all needs to be tweaked. You just got to keep improving everything. And so, but I do like it. I mean, let's face it. If there's a blown call that could determine something in the postseason, you've got to get it right. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Steve, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, and this will be a ballpark. I'm sure it's not scientific. How many objections, inquiries, percentage-wise, in all of horse racing? I'm not talking Fawner Park, but maybe you see one a day if you go to Fawner, if it's even one a day. But how many actually get overturned?
I would say a third or less.
Just depends if I have the ticket. That's what we all think, isn't it?
You know, I'm one of the few racing officials that I can go to the window and speculate on these horses, but... You know, we've had two disqualifications so far this year at Fodder, and probably they've reviewed six races, maybe a couple of more. But the biggest problem I have with the system is there is no congruent way of doing things. The way they rule on objections and inquiries in California versus the way they rule in New York and then come back to Nebraska, and I think Chuck Turco, our next guest, would agree, is anybody's guess. There are no rules. I thought they sent them all to one school, Chuck, and they all came out of there with the same objective. But I swear that it's gotten worse over the years, not better.
I think when you put human beings' opinions, they have something to do with the final outcome. You really don't get a scientific fact. You get somebody's opinion. I mean, it's like a bull rider or gymnastics, you know, and you got the Russian judge, and you know, and it's no different. And you're trying to keep it out of their hands as much as you can. I mean, it's not against the people that we have in power. It's just that everybody sees things differently. If you're from Nebraska and did he get it in the end zone or not, you know, so you try and keep that out of sports if you can. Obviously, you know, every once in a while it comes into play. Then it's just somebody's opinion against yours. So,
I watch a lot of racing, not only here in Nebraska, but across the country, Doug. And I love our stewards. I mean, I've never really spent a social moment with any of the guys over the years, but we work side by side. But quite frankly, it's a flip of the coin anymore, Chuck, to really know when you think you've seen something obvious and this is the way it's going to go, and then it comes back totally opposite. I have no idea anymore how they're going to rule, even in Grand Island. And I know it's a tough job, and I respect these people. They are terrific human beings. I mean, we've got one of the greatest of all time in Bob Pollock, but they've had a couple of controversial calls this year, and I'm glad I don't have to go over their report and interview these guys. I'm afraid I'd there'd be a little turmoil.
Are you kidding me? They're all blind, you know, that referees. They can't, none of them see. I think that problem is, in racing, there could be an infraction. If it doesn't have anything to do with the outcome of the race, then they'll handle the infraction in-house. So as to not, you know, screw the bettor out of a bunch of money and have a horse wins by eight and they take his number down because he caused a little problem to a horse that was way behind. If it looks like it costs that horse a placing, then they have to turn it down. So then you get into, well, that horse would have won easy if he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's never going to be scientific. I think there's some things that we could do, maybe with global positioning and things like that, you know, put some chips in them like most of you guys' wives have in your cell phones, and they can find out right
to track
where
you down.
Yeah, find out right where a horse was, you know, did he really, was he clear enough, and maybe take some of the opinion out of it, but you know, you're always going to have it.
Well, Doug and Daddy show here live at Bandits in Grand Island. Doug Duda, Fawner Park track announcer, Steve Anderson, trainer Chuck Turco, who we have had on a few times, especially around Bosselman time when there's some excitement going on out there. But Steve-O, talking about Fauna Park, and we'll get into some actual what's been going on, what is going to be coming up, horse racing talk, because it's going to be a nice weekend out there. I'm looking forward to making my – now that the basketball and wrestling seasons are over, I can make a trip over there probably every week now the rest of the season. But it, knock on wood. There haven't been any weather problems. In fact, it's been overly nice, and the crowds are – I mean, they're selling out the clubhouse on Saturday. Attendance is up on other days. There's Wood River Day. There's Aurora Day. There's all kinds of communities that are coming out. So we've kind of got the start of the season done, and now this is where, in my opinion, the good stuff gets going.
Well, that's for certain. Can you believe it, Chuck, the crowds that continue to come into Fauna Park? I mean, we do all the right things to get people there, and then we can't take care of them because of these huge turnouts. But it has to do your heart and give it warm thoughts, because racing is certainly alive and well here in central Nebraska.
Yeah, and I think that people are getting taken care of, you know, really, for the most part. You know, we've had a couple big crowds that we didn't expect, which is good. You know, it's a good thing, and there's always been a lot of good fans here. I recall when Diamond Joe won the Bosselman. You know, I've won races. I had a horse in the Derby. There's 160,000 people there. And I just don't remember it being that loud. I don't care what anybody says. You know, that day it was so loud at Fauna with 7,000 people.
Yeah.
That are so, yeah, a lot of people have fun here, you know. And I know that a lot of the big tracks that I go to, Hawthorne and right in the middle of Chicago, just – last winter, and they'd love to have a crowd like we get on a daily basis. So come on out. We'll make sure you get taken care of. And it's kind of come alive again. I'd like to see it continue on, you know.
Well, obviously, Chuck, one of the things that if it's continued and constant, and you can tell me better, but it should help for horsemen out there, whatever it is, it should help the purses. What else are you seeing improvement-wise, from your vantage point, from your workers, from the guys that are behind the scenes a little bit?
Well, what's happened is, unfortunately, we lose Lincoln, and for the most part, Columbus is just a little glance way down the calendar. So you have one meet. These people are forced to go somewhere else after this. Every place you go, the quality of horse is much better. Canterbury and Prairie Meadows being the two primary places. And some guys will go to Arapahoe. Either or, they're all tougher than here. So you'll see a lot better horses are running now. I mean, they're a little better quality. Some of the people that, you know, knocked down the number of horses they had and maybe improved the quality of horses they had. Well, in turn, it makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
So, and then you get on a bull ring, you know, bull ring racing is fun anyway. It really is, but they stretch way out, and they're single file, and there's one good one, and there's six bad ones. You know, that's not much, but a lot of these fields have been pretty close, and you can tell that people are out there yelling, and you just don't see that much anymore. Most people are on their computer, so it's been pretty fun.
And when we talk about that bull ring, Steve, I always have to remind.
Oh, I can't say it.
No, I always have to remind people what we're talking about. It's a short track. I mean, you're not watching Churchill Downs. It's a small track. It's a small track.
But there's an art to it. There's a style to it. I mean,
you gotta learn how to race.
And there's a place for it. You know, it's not an insult. I like it.
Yeah, that's why I think racing will never totally go down in flames back here, because there's so many horses that flourish on 5/8 mile tracks, which is what we have in Nebraska. And when they get on the big mile tracks and they got that long old stretch, Chuck, and I've never been able to explain it, but these speed balls, their hearts get pretty small running down that long lane, and they're nowhere to be found at the end of the race. They come back here and they wire them.
Well, the art to it is, if you'll watch it and technique, and I used to we'd go to Remington every year, and I'd look for horses that run the turns. A lot of times on a mile track, a horse will just kind of cruise along on the turn, you know, the jockey sitting there. On a smaller track, the horse has to run around the turn. So he can't be intimidated by turning left. And a lot of them are. A lot of them will slow down. So, you know, I'd look for those horses in Oklahoma, and then we'd bring them back here, and heck, they were, because that's exciting when you get one to run the turns, you know, around here. And the riders have to be aware of that too. So there's a big difference between that and a mile track. Diamond Joe did it the first time he went to mile track, and that was fun. But for most of the time, they say, oh, they can't. You know, it's just, it looks strange to them. They got all that way to go. They go from taking 17 strides to 38. Yeah. You know, it's just a big difference. But that's fun.
Speaking of Diamond Joe, everywhere I go now for the last 5 weeks, you know, it's like the best kept secret on the backside. What's wrong with Joe? You know, Diamond Joe, he's been our darling horse going on 4 years now. It was unbeatable at Fodder Park and all the other state venues. And nothing lasts forever. He's a six-year-old now. He's the son of Dazzling Falls. Chuck had trained both, went to the mountaintop with the old man, made a whole lot of money back in the 90s. But now here it is, two races under your belt, and you're right in the catbird seat, as I describe it. You're going to win the Ogatal and then come back and win the Budweiser Tondi Handicap until about midway through the lane, and then nothing happens, and you have to settle for fourth or fifth. This has got to be tough on you.
It's not tough on me, but it's I feel bad for everyone involved. It's part of racing, and every time when Diamond Joe won nine in a row, every one of those wins, I was thinking to myself, you know, one of these days it's going to be very difficult when he loses. He had such a mystique that when he loses, it just crushes you, you know, and it does. I'm around him every day, and I know. And he had an issue. Like, it was impossible to find it, but he had an abscess again in his foot, and he's had problems with these, and they're not life-threatening or anything like that, but they definitely will slow you down. He gets beat two and a half lengths, and you just feel like somebody shot your dog,
yeah,
you know?
And
he's going to be fine. I never did have the Bosselman wasn't in our plans this year, so I know, you know, a little older, and we're both a little wiser, but so I thought, I was really hoping he'd win out, and he hasn't done it. So maybe he'll win the Down Mile this year. You know, again, well, I might try a couple things. And for those of you who listen, we'll probably try and take the blinkers off him, and it's time to try a couple of new things. But the horse, it looks beautiful, as you've seen. I mean, he's in great shape. He's just a little older.
He's led me right into his stall. I mean, this thing is just an overgrown puppy, a pet. I mean, I don't know how to describe it any better than that. And if you find him actually up on all fours, Doug, because he loves to sleep.
Oh,
everybody knows him. You can't go anywhere. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show. We're here at Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by, have a lunch special. Anything you want. The lunch special, though, today is meatball sub with chips and a soda, only $4.99. And just got a last minute here with trainer Chuck Turco talking Fodder Park. Steve-O, I think you can probably lead us into what I'm wondering here, and you guys can discuss it for a minute. But so who else is the stud horse that we're looking at here that's going to be the next name horse, if it's not Diamond Joe, if it's time to throw another couple in the hats? Is there somebody? And what do we got coming up here the next couple of weekends? Because in a month here, we're going to be jumping feet first into the Bosselman.
Well, it's been by committee so far. The first week, it was Nick and Jack that jumped up and outran Joe for the first time ever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Over the course of the last 3 years. Last week, a horse shipped up here. They claimed for Churchill Downs for $5,000. Battle Hardened, who'd won a graded stake 3 years ago as a three-year-old. And was on his way to the Kentucky Derby. I mean, this is a beautiful story, but obviously there's something major league wrong with this horse that you pick him up for $5,000. And Battle Hardened, who's trained by Kelly Martinez, ridden by her husband Armando, again, seemingly came from out of nowhere, but was only a couple of lengths off the pace. And when the dust cleared, here he came and got all the candy in the $25,000 race last week. But I think in 2 weeks when the Dowd Mile rolls around, we're going to be looking at a totally different animal. Are you going to go in there with Diamond Joe?
I think that he'll be fine. I think Diamond Joe will be ready for that. And like Battle Hardened, just to add on him a little bit, he was claimed for 40. They ran him back for 16. He was claimed for 16. They ran him back for 5. But when a friend of mine claimed him at Churchill that day, and they were offered a lot of money for the horse after the race. The downside of Battle Hardened is he doesn't always like the turns. And there's more turns in the Down Mile. I thought the race that Battle Hardened would be really tough in was the one he won. If you look at him, his numbers were there. I mean, his numbers were there with that bunch.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, I mean, granted, they dropped him down to 5,000, but the purse was 20. The people ended up getting $17,000 back that lost him for 5 that day. And he was live in there, I thought. He was a really live horse. Next, now the next one, again, there's a lot of parity right now, which is really good for the bettors. You know, you come out, and you know, there's a lot of horses that have a chance to win these things. There's not a real standout. You know, Spice World was a standout. I mean, who's going to win the Runza? You don't know. Mount Stephanie, you don't know who's going to show up. And some of these other guys are going to ship in. So it should be exciting in the next couple of weeks, you know.
It does make for great handicapping and great wagering with potential boxcar payoffs, Doug.
Yep.
But when you start talking about who is going to replace Diamond Joe, don't see any monsters on the horizon.
You know what I mean, though.
I know what you're saying.
Somebody had to replace Who Doctor Who. But I'm just talking about the next favorite, Skunk Tail.
There may never be another Nebraska bred come down the pike. There weren't 20 that were even foaled last year.
30, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying. And right now, no one's really stepped up and looked like they're going to be a superstar at this point. Doesn't mean that you won't see it in the next 2 months, you know, or the – what happens this summer, again, it's the only place we race. So there'll be another one, and it'll be soon, you know, and then the horse will have to stand up, and they have to be exceptional, you know. The crowd's not dumb, so people don't fall in love with the bum.
Okay, so, here's the deal, guys.
They did with the Cubs. What are you talking about?
There you go.
as we wrap this up, I don't talk personal stuff on the show hardly ever, but you guys Sunday – right out of the chute, both of you have to be on your game. You have to be there. Chuck, you have to find a way to get a horse in the first race on Sunday because we are celebrating my mother's birthday.
Oh, really?
We're sponsoring the race. And I know there's a couple guys out there that I've got a chance to meet and talk to like yourself that are going to get a blanket in that first race. So nothing like seeing your smiling face if you're in the picture with us on Sunday.
Yeah,
well, I hope I can win it. I'd love to sell it back to you right after that.
That's
right?
What I was going to say. Mr. Turkle's not one that's known to give the blanket back to the sponsor. There aren't many of those around anymore.
Well, we're gonna work on that, Chuck. We'll see you weekend. Thanks,
all
man.
Right.
We're here at Bandits, and we will be back with Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. They're home tomorrow, and got a couple of pair of Danger tickets. If you come on in for lunch today here and would like to go to the Danger game tomorrow night, I'd sure like to set you up with a pair of tickets. Come on in. Join us at Bandits for lunch today or anytime. Enjoy their happy hours every afternoon, long neck specials, and, of course, we've got the Sweet 16 tonight with the wing specials every Thursday, happy hour until 10 o'clock. There's always something going on here at Bandits, and we'll be right back.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
If you're hoppy and you know it, then you need to get your tickets to this year's Hastings Downtown Do the Brew. Taste dozens of craft beers and enjoy live music at this fundraiser for the Hastings Art Council. Do the Brew will be held April 25th at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are available at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, or Wine Styles. Be hoppy and know it at the Hastings Downtown Do the Brew, April 25th. Please drink responsibly. Designated driver.
The Buzz's Marine Spring Summer Sales Event is going on now. The deals are hot and the inventory is going fast. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboard engines, and register to win prizes. Stop by and see for yourself and experience the summer oasis during Buzz's Spring Sales Event going on now through Saturday. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Hi, Bo here from your local Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. It's time to shake off those winter coats and those extra pounds. Swimsuit season is right around the corner, and you don't want to wait until the last minute. Our new Embrace Kit has 3 scientifically designed products to help you lose fat, maintain lean muscle, all while keeping you healthy along the way. Stop into your Hastings, Kearney, or Grand Island GNCs for any health need and embrace a healthier you today.
GNC, 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 GNC.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. It always takes us where we need to go. And we are at Bandits here in Grand Island. We're going to make our home here at Bandits quite a bit over the next few weeks. We're going to be in Grand Island quite a bit. We're going to be back next Thursday to get you ready for the Final Four. We've got the Bosselman coming up. We'll be back over at Fauner Park. We'll be here at Bandits as well for Fauner Park's biggest race of the year in the Kentucky Derby. We continue to make our way in here on Thursdays, and we'll be here quite a bit over the next 6 weeks because we like getting the tutelage and knowledge of one Steve Anderson.
Tutelage. I use that word a lot, and I do. And sometimes I wonder if I don't overuse some of these fancy little words. And I know I've got fans out there that get a little sick and tired of my isms. You know, my ding-dong battles on the front end have really upset a few people over the years. And I'm sorry. I don't have an agenda, and I don't deliberately try to upset anybody. I just try to throw my enthusiasm out there. I thoroughly love Nebraska horse racing. I love all horse racing, but I was born and bred on Nebraska horse racing, and until its dying day, and I hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime, I'm going to bang the drum as loud and as long as I can, and I think I've got enough supporters here that are on the...
We're okay. Everything's good here at Bandits. Coach Davis was getting all fired up here. I need to tell you, though, because I was going to say, I like tooting the horn for our folks at Midway, and they don't need a whole lot of people to toot it because they do such an excellent job at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, once again helping the community this weekend as they're helping raise funds for St. Jude's, as they always do. So want to give a shout-out to those guys as well. They do a great job. But Midway, not only do they help the community, they, as always, help you get that newer pre-owned vehicle that you need. Experience the new Buick, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, cleaning out their 2014 inventory, and you can get 0% APR for 60 months on the new 2014 Verano and LaCrosse. The 2015 Acadia personifies the GMC professional-grade attitude with flexible, accommodating space and functionality you've come to expect from the Acadia style. Safety and technology. 0% APR for 5 years on the Acadia, 0% APR for 60 months. That's also 5 years on the 2014 Verano and LaCrosse. Or find out what you want. Maybe you want a Chevy Colorado. Take a look at the truck of the year as well. At your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Well, the Nebraska Danger are off to a 3-0 start, and they will be home tomorrow night to take on the Iowa Barnstormers, 7 o'clock at the Hartland Events Center. And Coach Davis is back with us here at Bandits. You're looking very football-y, Coach, today. You're looking like, man, I'm ready to play some football again. You had a week off. Is that why you look that way, or did you just get a haircut?
Fresh shave, I guess. It always helps.
Well, I guess we can just jump right into it this way. I can read the box scores. I can look at the stats, and you kind of made a comment that, hey, it's weird that you're 3-0 for the first time in franchise history, yet you've probably played better football in your first three games in other years with different results. So this isn't coach speak when you say you got a ways to go yet.
No, for sure. Fortunate enough we're 3-0. Our team has come to life at the right times in the second half, but we're not a great 3-0 football team right now. There's a lot of room for improvement on all three phases of the football, and we're getting there. We had a good week of practice this week. We had some key additions to the offense that's hopefully going to give us a little spark, and we'll see what happens on Friday.
You can go through the preseason. You can make your cuts. You can bring the guys into challenge. You can have your exhibition preseason game. But the first couple of games, what left you scratching your head? I know every coach thinks, man, I kind of thought we had that under control, or I didn't expect that to be a problem. What did you have to address right away that you thought in preseason was good?
You know, really the relationship between the quarterback and receivers. You know, it's hard to be Jameel and sit back there and stare down the barrel of the gun and your receivers not be on the same page. So we made some changes there this week, and hopefully that situation's fixed. And time will tell. You know, it's the receivers we had there were young, and just sometimes you just don't pick it up. And when you don't, you gotta make corrections and keep on moving.
So was it personnel changes or bring the guys in? And
a little bit of both. We had some personnel changes. We had Bones back, Marcus Barnett. He's coming back from Cleveland. And then we added a veteran, Jasonis Tillery, who's been around the league for a while and just brings a big body to us and kind of knows what he's doing. And he stepped right in this week and had an immediate impact. So I'm excited to see what those two bring to the table on Friday.
Coach Davis, you play back-to-back games against Wichita Falls, Texas. You win both, one at home, one on the road. Negatives versus positives of being in that situation early in the year. In my mind, it would retard just exactly what you know about your team, because maybe playing a third opponent instead of one opponent twice would be better for all who are involved. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's very tough to play a team back-to-back. You know, you want to lay it all out there, but you still want to keep a few things back. And, you know, defensively, we changed a few things, and we were fortunate enough to be successful in both games. And offensively, it just takes us a while to get the motor running. And so that's one thing we worked on, and that had some personnel decisions that came into play and to help us. So, like I said earlier, hopefully that'll rectify the situation, and we'll get off to a fast start on Friday.
Have I read your schedule right? Do you play Wichita Falls again later in the season, a third time?
Yeah, they come up here for a third time. They were a late addition to the league, and when they did, they had to make some changes, and we were one of the teams that they had to come up here twice. So I'd rather them come up here twice than have to go down there twice.
No doubt about it. Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at Bandits in Grand Island. The good things, the things that you really do like about your football team right now, you touched on making the comebacks and having the maturity to be able to step up and get that done, but are there some other things that you're pretty pleased with?
Yeah, you know, up front offensively, we've been pretty good the whole year. You know, special teams, we've been pretty good. There's always room for improvement, and defensively we played solid from most of the time from start to finish. You know, nobody likes going in and ripping things off the wall at halftime, so hopefully we can start fast and that doesn't have to happen going forward.
So I thought one of the interesting components that we talked about in preseason and getting ready for the season opener, and even you said it was something different, was what you were going to do with the running backs. So how's it going?
It's tough. We've never been in this situation, and that's the hot topic of conversation. There's teams asking what we're doing with them. You know, realistically, it's come down to Wayman has won the job. Wayman James from TCU, and strictly because he gives us a different dimension on the field, and especially on special teams. He's become a fantastic returner, and he'll go down and make plays on kickoff, and that takes a special person to do that. It's all about effort, and he's that kid leaves it on the field day in and day out. You know, Robbie is fantastic as well. It's just somebody's got to get the job, and you know, we're trying to find a way that we're keeping him on the roster right now. You know, giving up a receiver position, and we'll see what happens.
Iowa tomorrow night. What can you tell us about them?
You know, they're a team that's definitely improving. They've had a couple tough breaks. They like to throw the ball around a ton. Their quarterback, their head coach and offensive coordinator is an ex quarterback, so he likes to sling it around. You know, it's they're going to test us, and we're going to see how good our defense really is. And then offensively, you know, they do some things defensively. They kind of try to put you in a bind, and they're a lot like us. I've said that for a couple teams actually, but their defense coordinator, I know him, and he's taken some things from the defenses that we've run in the past and tried to put his own twist on them. So all in all, we should be fine, just because I think we're better up front, and we just have to get after them when it's all said and done.
This league can have a lot of turnovers, so you're not always sure what the other teams are going to look like. They're just three. first month of this season, you're keeping your eyes on the league. Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, there's a ton of parity. You know, we beat Green Bay the first game of the season. They come out and roll off two in a row. You know, they're in second place in their division, or tied for second place in their division behind Sioux Falls. You know, Cedar Rapids is we played them in the preseason, and they just dumped Tri-Cities last week. You know, I went down there and watched that game. So you never know who's going to show up every week. You know, then Tri-Cities got to turn around and go to a tough Texas team this week, and Colorado goes to Cedar Rapids. So those are games on Saturday. They'll be interesting to watch to see what happens. If Colorado loses, then that puts us, you know, three games up in our division, and, you know, Lord willing, it'll be tough to catch.
Your general manager, Mike McCoy, for the Nebraska Danger, actually is kind of running the entire league, isn't he, Mike? How has that affected your relationship and maybe the whole perspective of the team this year versus what's gone on in the past?
You know, he does a lot with the expansion of the league. He doesn't, you know, we have a commissioner, it's Mike Allhouse, but McCoy's just done so much for the league, and he's made it how it is, and it's been stronger. But him, you know, we don't see much of each other on a normal week anyway, just because my office is in the arena and his is at corporate. But, you know, coming, you know, a couple days before the game, he's in the arena more. But, yeah, it's our relationship is fine. It's every coach GM has a love-hate relationship, don't they?
Bingo, front row.
It's he wants what's best for us because he's our GM, but he also wants what's best for the league because he's helping the expansion, and I completely understand that. Don't have to agree with it all the time as a coach because I'm always going to want what's best for my team, but things have been good.
I think you could use this to your advantage, though. In some respects, he's an advanced scout, isn't he? I mean, if there'd be anybody else that would know your leg from top to bottom better, I would like to know who that would be other than Mike McCoy.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around and seen all the teams, and but he keeps that close to the vest. You know, you try to pry a little bit of information out of him, and he doesn't want to give up too much to me. So it's good for him. It's good, you know, as far as the league goes, and I can't complain about it.
All right, Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, tomorrow night taking on the Iowa Barnstormers at 7 o'clock. Can't let you out of here without asking you, because it just so happens to be if you are in the Heartland Event Center, you have to have a horse racing hobby. There's some big races coming up this weekend. You got any handicapping advice for us?
No. You know, I have to leave that to my man Steve over here.
Wow.
And another little guy that we both know that has been harassing you on the phone.
Yeah, big game. Firing off again today.
You know, Mike just cuts to the chase. He and some of his buddies subscribe to what they call the sheets. You know, it dissects it, analyzes it, and it reduces it down to one number. All you have to do is remember that one number when you go to the window. Now, some people, like myself, can't do that. I forget in short order. But at any rate, I've always been curious. You hang around with all these horse race guys. Have they tempted you into getting any ownership, or are you like me, you'd rather lose your money at the window?
I've been offered many times, and I still defer.
No, just put it closer.
I've been offered many times and still defer. Like I said, if I'm gonna put my money in horses, I would rather go to the window. Just too much. You know, I want to be in control of what I'm owning.
Well, he's a big fan, and yeah. And I do want to say this. When I came out of the Fodder Park grandstand a couple of weeks ago, the night of your home opener. Wow, this was gridlock deluxe. They're trying to come in. We got a full house trying to get out. But the fans that I saw showing up for your 7 o'clock game, Coach, you talk about all walks of life. This isn't something I'm used to seeing at the racetrack. But I saw everybody from people with twins and triplets in strollers to 80-year-old guys riding in on bicycles. And it was, I mean, you really needed to take a picture to see the gamut, the wide-scale draw that this football team has, and it's only getting better. I don't know if you had a sellout that night, but you you had to be packed to the rafters.
It was actually a sell. They actually sold like 130 standing room only tickets when it was all said and done, because people would rather pay just to get in. And I mean, there's really not a bad seat in the house. So, you know, the crowds have been great. You know, we expect another sellout this week. Obviously, with the game on Friday, it kind of gets the weekend kicked off early, and then we'll go sit back and enjoy my first Saturday at the races on Saturday.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
And that's on the football field and on Saturday as well. Here's your plan, folks. Friday, you go to Fawner. You watch the races. You check out the Nebraska Danger. And then you're here at Bandits to check out the Jack Girls. That's right. Come party with the Jack Girls. Jack Fire. You won't want to miss one of the new products on the market, and of course party with the Jack Girls here at Bandits, who will be arriving at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night. Get your weekend started off with a lot of fun, hitting all of the venues here at Bandits, and then Saturday do it all over again. Enjoy some great racing, and of course Sunday as well. We've got one more break to take here, and we'll be back to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get lean center cut pork chops, only $1.98 a pound. A 5-pound bag of 90% lean ground beef, only $3.89 a pound. And fresh oven-ready ham loaf mix, only $2.97 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack, 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Let the madness begin.
The Atlantic sun rises again. Mercer, the 14 seed in the Midwest, pulls off a huge upset as they bounce Duke.
The 2015 NCAA tournament is on. Westwood One. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Danger football returns to Grand Island for the second home game of the season this Friday night. Presented by Sam's Club, it's blackout night. The Danger take on the Iowa Barnstormers. Kickoffs at 7. Get your tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office, area pump and pantry stores, or on Ticketmaster. The big, bad, and blue coming for you. Nebraska Danger football. Visit dangerfootball.com for more information. Danger football, fueled by Pump and Pantry.
Doug and Danny Show wrapping things up here from Bandits. Don't forget, it's wing night tonight, 60 Cent Wings, while you're watching the Sweet 16. Happy hour lasts until 10 o'clock. That's about the time the basketball games will be rolling along. Come on out and enjoy all the games. Of course, they're on multiple networks, so you got to have multiple TVs. Plus, you can watch all the exciting other things that are going on, whether it's watching some horse racing, whether it's watching some hockey, whether it's watching the NBA, even college baseball, whatever the case may be, it's all there. And it's all here at Bandits. Again, our lunch special today, the meatball sub with chips and a soda for just $4.99. Then tomorrow night, the Jack Girls will be here starting at 8 o'clock. Come out and try some new Jack Fire and your favorite Jack Daniels products as well here at Bandits. Right before Coach Davis left there in the break, we were talking about the NCAA tournament. How's your bracket look?
You know what? if I'd have filled one out, it'd have gone down in flames in the first 2 hours. I really followed this closely years ago. Going to work at Fodder and having the horse racing season right in the middle of March Madness, I get so focused on what I have to do day in and day out. They got me going in a half a dozen different directions that I have really just, I don't even hardly follow it, even when it's in progress. I listen to a lot of commentary about it, Doug, and the last thing Coach Davis said to us as he was filing out of here was that Kentucky's going to go down tonight at the hands of West Virginia. And I've listened to some commentary over the last couple of days. I really like Kentucky the little bit that I have watched. And this is a team, you know, that I think that if West Virginia played somebody else tonight and then caught Kentucky in 2 days, yes, I think they'd have. I think when you give Kentucky 5 days to regroup, freshen up, get their legs underneath them, and put a game plan together that they can all understand, I see them still being in an unbeatable mode. I don't look for them to get beat tonight.
Well, I think in all, you know, this is what we do on Sports Talk Radio. We make predictions and comments and things like this. I totally missed the boat on West Virginia. Now, let's face it, so they won two games. Big deal. They're a 5 seed. There's no doubt that they should have been able to do that. But I didn't realize how good they were defensively. I think the only way Kentucky gets beat is if they're not paying attention, if they're just walking around with their chests out, waiting to get to Indianapolis. And as good as you are, it's hard to instill that as a coach. I don't care how good a coach you are, that boys, you got to go out and play hard every single night. I mean, there's only 4 games left in most of your careers in college. Play your fannies off in each and every one of them. And sometimes that's hard. But I truly believe that the only team, and maybe Arizona, I don't know, but I think the only team I think that can beat them is Wisconsin, and maybe that's because we've watched them play enough and they've got bigs that can move the ball, and Kaminsky just doesn't have to stand inside. And maybe Arizona has enough talent, but when you have to rely on being able to outshoot the team, that's usually the downfall. It's hard to get a hot night and shoot 55-60% and be able to beat a team. So that's where I see it all setting right now. And again, tonight's games, exciting ones. The first game, 6:15, Wichita State, Notre Dame, which should be the most exciting game tonight. That is followed by West Virginia and Kentucky, which will get going about 2.5 hours after that, around 8:30, 8:45. Then out west in Los Angeles, the first game will be Wisconsin, North Carolina at 6:45, followed by Xavier and Arizona. Neat story on Xavier. And again, I didn't even write the kid's name down, but they're big-time center. He gave his scholarship to his little brother. He's driving an Uber car, which is the new fad with the cabbies now, where you can just be your own cabbie, and he's making money doing that. It was a neat story that I saw this morning. So cool there. A couple of other notes, and then we'll wrap things up. Tim Miles is going to coach once again this year. He, along with St. Louis University's Jim Cruz, have been selected as the coaches for the Reese's Division I College All-Star Game, which will be played on Friday before the Final Four. That's April 3rd. They'll play at 4:30 at Lucas Oil Stadium, and the game features 20 of the nation's most outstanding college senior student athletes selected by the Coaches Association. So Miles gets an opportunity, and hey, anything like that is good, people. I don't care what the situation is. He's being recognized. He's rubbing more elbows. It's an opportunity for him to, even if he just glad hands a couple of more guys out there. Nebraska baseball, as we talked about with Augie Garrido, had their 11-game winning streak snapped yesterday, 4-3. Taylor Fisher Carney, the only player that had multiple hits for the Big Red. Hastings College was a winner, 12-8 over Kansas Wesleyan. They'll open the conference season at home Saturday. and Sunday. Saturday's games are against Morningside. UNK, they get to stay home. So many times here in the last couple of years, because of the weather, they've had to hit the road to play games that were supposed to be at home. Now, Lincoln University, they're going to have bad weather, so they're coming to Kearney. Doubleheaders at 1 Saturday and at 12 on Sunday. Loper softball lost a doubleheader to Colorado Christian yesterday. They're home against Central Oklahoma Friday, Northeastern State Saturday. Nebraska softball, two wins yesterday over Iowa. They're now 5-0 in the conference. They'll host 12th-ranked Minnesota this weekend. Grand Island Baseball, Steve-O, home opener today for the Islanders at Ryder Park. They'll take on Lincoln Southeast in a double dip.
Be there. Nothing on Randy Gregory. That surprise, surprise.
I'm working on that. I put it at the bottom of the stack here. Grand Island Soccer is at Lincoln Northeast. Hastings will host Lincoln North Star. Grand Island Northwest, home opener for soccer against Columbus Lakeview. And that gets us to the Randy Gregory. And we touched on it momentarily. Knew about it, not surprised. With what players tell you that are in the league now and how prevalent marijuana usage is. And again, in the grand scheme of things, you can poo-poo it. It's still illegal. Whatever you feel, however your feelings are on that, I guess he's got to hope that the Broncos draft him.
Well, you can't coach or teach stupid. That's about all I have to say about Randy Gregory. I equate it with, you know, they asked the James Gang, famous bank robbers years ago, why do you rob banks? And they responded, because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Randy Gregory, you know what the rules are. Why do you smoke? Well, because I like the way it makes me feel.
Okay?
I get so irritated because... In this day and age, because I hear coaches all the time saying you have to coach aggressiveness now and awareness. There's so much distraction off the field with social media. And now, instead of just being a Tony Davis who was in my era, the Tecumseh Tornado running right through the wall, you got to give him 10 reasons how to either go around it, over the top, or burrow underneath. Give me one Lavonte David for every 10 Randy Gregorys. I guess that's my point. There's still a few of these guys around, but man, the knuckleheads, they come and they go. And if I was in the NFL, I just hope I was in a position to have to draft this hybrid position that Randy Gregory qualifies for, because I think whoever takes him, and he's still going to go high in the first round, they got nothing but problems down the road.
But now he's, I suppose you can put it in a contract so that if he does get in trouble, that the team isn't going to be held liable. He tested positive at Nebraska in January and April of last year. And said that he was told by Nebraska officials he'd be kicked off the team if he failed another test. So then Gregory maintained he has not smoked marijuana since December.
Yeah, just the
so it's not
hangover.
Like he stopped in April, and I know he got hurt and all of that, but I guess – and then he had trouble gaining weight. I guess he never got hungry. That's a little weird. But here's what Gregory said. It goes, after he got tested and was tested positive at the combine, he said it's because the levels were so elevated from his previous usage. Holy cow, man. Were you Cheech and Chong or what was going on? Quote, I was worse at Nebraska than I've ever been at any other time of my life, but I know now how I am. I think if teams really look at how I am now, more so than the past, they'll see I'm making strides to get better as a person, as a player. Randy, it's March. You were smoking doobies 3 months ago. You've seen the light. You've changed totally. How stupid do you think we are? Following up on that, Gregory called the act selfish and stubborn and said it was his fault with no one else to blame at Nebraska. Gregory said their job isn't to focus on whether these kids are smoking. Their job is to coach us. We should be able to take it upon ourselves and to have enough character to not do it. At the time, I did not. I really didn't. And this all coming out, Randy Gregory talking to different NFL media. He says, according to him, his marijuana issues in Lincoln were hardly a secret when he met with the NFL personnel at the Combine in Indianapolis. He said he met with 29 teams. The subject came up in every meeting. He said if a team didn't bring it up, he did. Gregory said, obviously, this is new news that I failed the test at the combine, but the fact that I've smoked in the past isn't a mystery. I've had conversations with coaches. I believe we all have an understanding of why I did it, but I feel like I'm improving. I know I am. I'm not here to judge, Steve. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm here to saying is don't try to blow smoke in our face.
You nailed that one. On a brighter note, can I tip my hat to Ken Sheno, 48 years old, won his 2,500 race at Fonner Park last Friday. They had a ceremony down in the winner's circle with a couple of banners, one of which was a color rendition, a photograph of him that was absolutely priceless. There are still some good guys out there. I don't care what sport your passion happens to follow, and Ken Sheno is one of those good guys. I had a very emotional interview with him the next day. He had tears in his eyes. I'm working on a column that hopefully they'll accept it. It'll be in the local paper in the morning. Went out and talked to Marv Johnson, who Kenny Sheno rode his 2,500th win last weekend. So a lot of neat things to bring back into focus, and that's what it's all about. There are good, soft-spoken people out there who are totally committed to what they do. And, you know, for every Randy Gregory in the world, thank heavens, there's hundreds of good guys.
Well, we're going to come back to Bandits next Thursday. Will I see you here?
You don't think I've run out of things to talk about?
I know you haven't. Because we keep going over time because we're having so much time fun here at Bandit. Stop in, enjoy lunch. Stop in anytime for a little happy hour. And, of course, tonight and throughout the weekend to watch Sweet 16. If you come to Fodder, this is the place to be before and after enjoying your favorite food, including hometown favorite Sax's Pizza here at Bandits. I want to thank Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fodder Park, as always, for joining us, and Chuck Turco, one of the top trainers at Fodder, for sliding by. Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. By the way, congratulations to Vince for stopping in and getting the Danger tickets today. And, of course, to Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido. If you joined us late or missed any of the interviews, you can go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's. Tomorrow on the program, Jimmy Langan will talk about the number one Nebraska bowling team. We'll also talk with...
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal about Michigan State's matchup with Oklahoma, recap what has happened tonight, and a whole lot more. Have a great day. Enjoy the hoops, which are right here tonight on ESPN. Doug Duda saying, have a good one.